This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I will never back down from a good fair fight. I will find my way through the darkest night. No, I'll never be wrong for doing what's right. I will stand by you.
And that's Naomi Judd and Winona back together, singing as the Judds, the mother-daughter duo that became one of the most storied and successful acts in musical history. They have a new single out, their first in years, I Will Stand By You.
And I can carry the world on my shoulders. This I know is true.
Naomi Judd had to quit performing after being diagnosed with hepatitis C in the early 1990s. Winona, meanwhile, became one of the biggest solo performers in country music. But as Naomi's health improved over the years, they made a few joint appearances, including the 2009 Country Music Association Festival. And next month, they begin a national tour that goes from Green Bay to Phoenix and all points between the Judds, the last encore. Naomi Judd and Winona Judd join us now from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Wow.
I'm a fan. I'm your biggest fan, Scott.
Well, I'm a pretty big fan of yours, okay? I must say. It's so good to hear you singing again.
Mm. Thank you. You know, the docs all said that I was going to die in 3 years, and that was in 1990. And it was a sticky wicket because I'm an RN myself. I used to work in ICU.
That's probably how you got it.
Yeah, ooh. I told them I wasn't going to kick the bucket because I'm going to live long enough to see the day that Winona and her movie actress sister, Ashley, I want to see the day that they quit blaming me for all their problems. I'm feeling very healthy and alive and radiant, Scott.
Well, so does this song, I Will Stand By You, summarize your relationship now?
Absolutely. This is Winona. When I can talk, I jump in. I was asked why we picked this song, and I said because all the other ones sucked. And I was being pretty catty because the bottom line here in Nashville, sometimes we fall under the cookie cutter method, we call it, where you have success with a song and you try to, it'd be like trying to do, you know, Grandma. We've sung Grandpa, we've won the Grammy, now we're going to do Grandma and go through the family and try to, you know, continue the success. For us, it was a departure because we wanted to pick up. It's as if we pick up where we left off, Judd music-wise. We wanted something that was, of course, positive word-wise, because words are the most powerful forces in the universe. And I wanted something rocking. Life is getting crazier. The news, hello, 6 o'clock, depressing. We wanted something to celebrate. And so when we sing it, I guess the first time this weekend at the Opry, it will be a real testimony to a lot of families, a lot of generations, especially the new Judd heads that are about to be born, who come with their parents and don't know who the Judds are. I just have such an inspirational message for them of hope that, listen, man, if I can do it, if I can keep showing up, so can you. And I will stand by you. I can't carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, but I can show up and be here with my mom. So it's quite a living testimony.
God, this is beautiful. I love hearing you two. This is great.
Well, it's true. We can't clean up the BP oil spill, which I can't even watch on the news. It upsets me so much. But, you know, I'll show up for Winona. I'll show up for you too, Scott.
Well, thank you. Now, I remember reading in I Think Love Can Build a Bridge that the two of you began singing because you had a kind of harmony there when you were singing that maybe you didn't have in the mother-daughter relationship at that point in your life. Is that fair to say?
Well, we could go there. That was kind of later on, honestly, Scott. I think in the beginning, and I've talked about this so much that the story's changed through the years of sort of the perspective of where I was at age 10 and then 12. You know, I started playing just out of the fact that we didn't have TV or telephone, and we did have radio. I do remember listening to the Opry and NPR with my dad when I was small in the car kind of thing. But we didn't have TV or telephone, and my mom had a guitar. And I started singing and playing just out of boredom. You know, at that age, it's such a social age for a young girl that all I had were animals and my guitar. And I think it was just a natural progression of mom hearing my voice and humming along. It probably started there. And all of a sudden, before I know what's going on, she has attached herself vocally to me, and it's as if it's one voice. So it was really a natural, authentic evolution that happened just out of sitting around and connecting, which I think is beautiful. It wasn't like we sat around and said, hey, let's throw darts and figure out which way we go here career-wise. It just happened out of something to do, sitting on a mountaintop in Kentucky. Mom was in nursing school. You know, we were young, and there wasn't a whole lot to do.
But, honey, really, it was about giving ourselves a chance to be creative. So if I put them on a mountaintop back home in Appalachia.
And we couldn't run away and, you know, end up in rehab and pregnant. So there's that.
Well, you were 12. Sis was 8. And right. I gave her a book, Chronicles of Narnia. So now her imagination also blossomed. She became this actress and everything. But my point is that solitude is creativity's best friend. Mm-hmm. And solitude is refreshment for our souls. And I don't think we spend enough time in reflection, in introspection. We don't know who we are as individuals in this culture anymore. And, you know, the kids, Scott used to threaten to report me to Department of Child Protection, but...
Human Services.
No TV, no
and,
telephone.
Well, instead, I decided to be a rock star, and I actually developed a fantasy world, having lived with two Judd women, highly, highly activated in music, and I actually found her way. So I guess the point would be that there's... I think everybody sees themselves in us, whether you're an artist or yeah. an actress or a teacher. There's a Judd for every generation.
Do you two sing together when there's not an open mic or a recording device around?
Mm-hmm. You mean like while we're doing the dishes?
While we're taking out the trash?
Yeah. Do we sing like Broadway people to each other?
Hello, mother.
How's my daughter?
Yeah, that.
Like when we're in a grocery store? Yeah.
Would you like some dessert?
Wish like a little gravy with your mashed potatoes.
Exactly. I sing to my daughter all the time.
It connects you. It connects you. It's like, you know, they say sing to babies because it doesn't matter if you sing good. Just sing, you know, sing to them and look in their eyes. I think something remarkable happens when we do sing together. And I feel that, and you mentioned last year is what got the tour started, is we sang in front of 50,000 people. And looking into her eyes and sort of, it's like plugging into this different, you know, energy source that's just so much bigger than the two of us. I really love that. I really love the live. You know, the tour is not just for the cash. I mean, that gives you choices. So what? For me, it's about the experience of looking
out
in the fans.
You're getting paid? Wow, I get to see the steak knives.
Well, you've probably spent all your money already on rhinestones. So.
Actually, correction. Note to self, I've been rhinestone free for 15 years now.
Yeah, but you weren't at Fanfare.
I don't wear rhinestones anymore.
Oh, okay, excuse me. What were they? They were.
See, Scott was
sequins.
Fighting.
Sequins.
I can tell. Yeah.
She went
sounds
from
like you two better start singing soon if they're the only way there'll be any peace. I understand as your tour gets into December that you'll be singing some holiday songs, and I wanted to make a request.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on the playlist. Winona?
Yeah.
Your recording of, I guess it's Jess Winchester's old tune, Let's Make a Baby King, is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that. I love
me
that.
Too.
John said, let's get ready. The herald angels sing. Oh, yeah. Because this old world sure needs to know the good news that I bring. Let's make a baby king.
That is my favorite. I think there's not been a year I haven't done that one. It's not even a Christmas song. It's just so cool.
I guess it isn't actually, is it, come to think of it?
No, I'm going to beg to differ because it says once upon a Christmas morning.
But what I'm saying is you can listen to it anytime. It's not like a fa-la-la-la-la moment in the mall. Yeah. It's a very...
Yeah, it says
it's got horns.
We need a revolution.
Now we could use a revolution. The world is turned upside down.
Now, the one thing that makes me a little uncomfortable about this tour, I got to tell you, I don't like that title, The Last Encore. I mean, is this really the definitive last?
It has to be. There has to be a beginning and an end for me, for her. And there's just so much going on about our lives separately that we had to say, okay, this is when we're going to start and this is when we're going to end and let it be.
Yeah, but that's not just to say that we won't do a one-off, you know, a real special thing like... After I retired, we did do Super Bowl halftime.
Like if the NFL calls us and says they want us to come, you know.
Or if Scott needs
a cheerleader.
Needs, you know, his birthday party, we'll come to your house.
Or
well, boy,
or...
you can count on that. March 16th, I'll pencil it in right now.
Let's just put it this way. You know, we're the American dream. Yeah. We know what our limits are. We have such a strength in our music. And we show up and marvelous things happen.
That's Winona and Naomi Judd. Their new single, I'll Stand By You, and they hit the road next month. and their tour runs through December 19th. Thanks so much.
You're a blessing, Scott. Thank you.
Hardly, but thank you so much.
Well, NPR rules. As far as I'm concerned, it is the big deal. I'm sorry about all the rest of you if you get mad. But to me, NPR is like, it's like way up here in my book of hipness.
So that's Wynonna. Naomi, thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Last night in Nashville, Wynonna and Naomi helped paint the Grand Ole Opry pink. The Judds flipped the light switch to turn the Opry's famous barn backdrop pink. In support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they joined other musicians, celebrities, and breast cancer survivors on stage to raise money for Women Rock for the Cure and Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Wynonna said of the healing power of music, "I watched Mom almost die three times, and here we are, back together, so we're a testimony." Living proof, as it were, added her mother.
You can give me a little rock and roll, or even a waltz with the lights down low. I'll still be dancing when they close the door.